Dropping the jewel, it placed one of its fierce four-taloned claws on the precious object before addressing Bosie.
Clip my wings, would you, sir? Alas, that has already been done. I am condemned to a life of walking. A sweep of your blade to my throat would come as a mercy to me. My name is Aluko. Welcome to my world, such as it is. Pray tell, what are you doing down here?
Somerless, whilst feeling pity for the owl, could not restrain his curiosity.
We could ask you the same question, Aluko.
The tawny owl heaved a hooting sigh. He appeared ready to explain. However, his head swiveled almost full circle, and his dark eyes shone alertly.
I could tell you, friend, but I haven't the time. Quick, they're coming.
He began shuffling away along the ledge. Bosie called after him.
Who's coming? What are you talking about?
Aluko came back to retrieve his stone.
The painted ones from above the other tunnel. I don't know why they've chosen now to attack me, but their numbers are many. We must hide. I have a den over the far side of this ledge. They never venture there. Follow me.
The yells and screeches of the foe beasts could be heard, echoing down the tunnel as Dwink spoke.
From the other tunnel, you say? We've got three friends who went searching up there, and a mole, waiting at the junction of both passages.
Bosie began climbing back up the slope.
So you see, we've got to go and help them. I don't care how many of the painted ones are abroad. I'm bound to aid my friends.
Aluko scrambled up to the hare's side.
Then count me in. Better a quick death than dragging my life out in this place. Besides, if we can make them retreat back to the left tunnel, I've got a trap laid that'll keep the fiends off our backs. Follow me. I know my way round down here.
Unfortunately, the tawny owl, not being able to fly, slowed things down considerably. Aluko trundled along the rocky corridor, with his newfound friend stumbling impatiently in his wake. The high-pitched screams of the painted ones grew louder up ahead. Anxious to find out what was going on, Bosie pushed past the owl.
Our best mate heeds the forest too late.
He hurtled onward, up the tunnel toward the sound. A lantern glimmer showed ahead. It was Formal Gullum and Umphrey. Between them they were supporting Skipper. The otter chieftain was limping badly. The cries of the foe beast were almost drowning out every other sound as Bosie reached Skipper's side.
Och, what ails you, laddie?
The brawny otter winced grimly.
No time for chatter, mate. Get us out of here. There's a mob of savages on our tails.
Aluko hove into view with Samulus and Dwink illuminating the way with lanterns. The tawny owl beckoned urgently.
Back to the ledge. My den's on the far side of it. I'll see if I can face them off whilst you escape.
Bosie saw the mass of dark shapes pouring at them out of the gloom, yelling, screeching and shouting. Drawing the sword of Martin, the mountain hare stood alongside the tawny owl.
I'm with ye, Bucko. Nay, beast'll say that the Laird MacScutter left others to fight his battles.
As the rest of the party rushed Skipper off to safety, Aluko picked up a lantern, muttering to Bosie.
They fear me. Let me show you.
Holding the big emerald in front of the lantern light, the owl gave vent to a blood-chilling cry which resounded around the passage.
Woo! Balis! The eye of death sees all! Woo-ee!
The painted one suddenly fell silent, milling about as if unsure of what to do. Aluko whispered to Bosie.
Let's start retreating slowly whilst they're still.
The vermin mob stayed motionless for a moment. Then they were forced to come forward as the front ranks were shoved by those behind them. Bosie whirled the sword, his blade weaving an eerie green arc in the emerald light. Then he roared out his war cry.
You lear, boy lady! I'm the slayer through the mountains. You lay your bolini. I'll send you all to Hellgates. Yeah!
Aluko bellowed out his eye of death challenge as Bosie carried on with his battle rant. It seemed to have the desired effect. They backed hastily off, still delivering dire threats. But it did not last. The pair were almost safely on their way when the chieftain of the painted ones shouted out angrily.
Kill him! Kill him! For the escape! Charge!
Then the owl and the hare were running for their lives as the vermin mob stampeded forward after them.